This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The sporting news this week has little to do with actual sports. It's more along the lines of what can happen when sports and politics and a bad economy meet in a dark alley. Former Red Sox star Curt Schilling started a video game company in Rhode Island 2 years ago. It employed about 300 people. And notice I said employed in the past tense because 38 Studios, the company that Schilling founded, laid everybody off yesterday, leaving the people of Rhode Island potentially on the hook for $75 million in loan guarantees that Schilling had gotten. Ted Nesi is a reporter for WPRI Television in Providence, Rhode Island. Ted, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So Curt Schilling, longtime baseball player, member of the Red Sox, the world champion Red Sox, I should say, and also a longtime gamer, retires and decides to start up a video game company. And now here we are. What happened?
Yeah, you know, Curt had tried for a number of years to get private investors. He went to Wall Street, he went in Boston, and the venture capitalists just weren't biting. So he wound up talking to our former Republican governor in Rhode Island at a fundraiser, and he said, hey, why don't you come down to Rhode Island? The lawmakers here passed a huge new loan program and gave $75 million out of the loan guarantees directly to Schilling, and he brought his company down here, and now it appears that it's collapsed less than 2 years later.
Yeah, and it collapsed in a big hurry. I mean, this is, you know, less than 2 weeks ago, we started hearing stories this company, 38 Studios, is in trouble. What exactly happened?
On some level, I don't think we know yet. We've asked the governor at his press conferences, how does a company so rapidly go from seemingly being healthy to completely out of cash, defaulting on a loan payment, unable to make payroll? The company released its first game a couple months ago, and while it sold decently, it clearly didn't sell nearly enough to get the cash flow going that they needed. We've now been told they were more than 13 months away from putting out their big game. That was due out now next June. And if the company was already out of cash now and was spending $4 million a month, It's very hard to see how they were going to fund themselves until the game came out.
Right. The sad irony of this whole thing, of the $75 million, in addition to the people who've lost their jobs, is that there are a few states hit harder by this recession than Rhode Island. I mean, unemployment there is 11+%. There are cities in bankruptcy.
It's absolutely true. We've had double-digit unemployment since 2009. Our capital is on the brink of bankruptcy. The state's just never really found a new economy since its manufacturing sort of base fell apart in the 70s and 80s. This 38 Studios, that's the name of the game company, it was sort of a bid by Rhode Island to try to reinvent itself by just making a huge splash, and now it's sort of blown up in the state's face. And on top of that, taxpayers will owe maybe up to $90 million to pay off the bonds.
Wow. We should say that Schilling himself does not come out of this with much money in his pocket, right? He put 30-something million of his own into it.
Yeah, Schilling has been, you know, Schilling, when he was a Red Sox player here in New England, we couldn't keep him off the radio and TV. Now we're not hearing a word from him now, except occasionally on Facebook. But he's said in the past he's sunk more than $30 million of his own money into the company. I have to think that he's tapped out, because if he couldn't write the check they defaulted on that set off this crisis was only $1 million. And for a ball player who made, you know, $114 million during his career, you'd think to save his own company, he would have put it in. So I'm thinking he might be tapped out at this point.
Yeah. This is playing out now in Rhode Island politics as well. I mean, members of the Economic Development Corporation are resigning. The new governor, Lincoln Chafee, is involved.
That's right. I think we're going to see a lot of fallout for quite a while here in Rhode Island related to this.
Ted Nesi at WPRI 12 and WPRI.com in Providence, Rhode Island. Ted, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Kai.